An Idaho woman who faced criminal charges for having an abortion won a victory at the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals today. The federal court found several Idaho restrictions on abortion to be unconstitutional. Jessica Robinson has more.
Ginny McCormick of Pocatello was charged under a 1970s-era law that requires second trimester abortions to take place in a hospital and makes it a crime for a woman to perform her own abortion. McCormick had used abortion-inducing pills purchased off the internet to end a pregnancy. But the case also took on a more recent Idaho law that bans abortions after 20 weeks. For that, McCormick's attorney, Rick Hearn, signed on as a plaintiff. He's a lawyer and a doctor, and he got both laws overturned.
It's just a good day for me, for Ginny, and I think for constitutional rights in Idaho.
The court found that requiring hospitalization places an undue burden on a woman trying to obtain an abortion, and it says the 20-week so-called fetal pain law categorically bans some abortions before viability in violation of Supreme Court precedent. I'm Jessica Robinson reporting.